Chicken Licken by Michael Foreman. Chicken Licken was scratching for worms when an acorn fell on his head. He got such a fright that half his feathers fell out. "Help, help," he cried, "the sky is falling. I must go and tell the king," and off he ran. On his way, he met Henny Penny. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" she clucked. "The sky is falling and I'm on my way to tell the king," said Chicken Licken. "I'll come with you," said Henny Penny. And on they run. By and by they met Ducky Lucky. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" he quacked. "The sky is falling and we're on our way to tell the king," said Henny Penny. "I'll come with you," said Ducky Lucky. And on they run. Sooner than later they met Goosey Lucy. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" she honks. "The sky is falling and we're on our way to tell the king," said Ducky Lucky. "I'll come with you," said Goosey Lucy. And on they run. Pell mell into Turkey Lurkey. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" he gobbled. "The sky is falling and we're on our way to tell the king," said Goosey Lucy. "I'll come with you," said Turkey Lurkey. And on they run. At the edge of the woods, they met Foxy Loxy. "Wherever are you going in such a hurry?" he asked Foxy Loxy. "The sky is falling," they chorused all five, "and we're on our way to tell the king." "Are you indeed?" said Foxy Loxy. "Allow me to show you the way." So Chicken Licken, Henny Penny, Ducky Lucky, Goosey Lucy, and Turkey Lurkey followed Foxy Loxy, who had no intention of taking them to the king. He led them straight into his lair. And what happened there gave them such a fright, all their feathers fell out, and they quite forgot that the sky was falling in, so they never did get to tell the king. And Chicken Licken, the last I heard, he was still running.